Greetings of peace to all of you, my elders as well as all the other brothers and sisters.
奉耶稣圣名正道,
in the name of Jesus, I speak.
当我们打开圣经的时候,
when we open the Bible,
我们知道说这本圣经在解释一切世界的起源,
we know that this Bible will explain the origin of the entire world.
一切的开始,
and we can see the beginning of all things from the Bible.
但是有一样事情, 我们发觉到说, 圣经却不是记载世界历史的一本书。
But there is one thing which we do not see the history being recorded.
或者世界的历史,
or rather the history of the world.
一直到创世纪的第十章或十一章以后,
only until chapter 10 or chapter 11 of Genesis.
从世界的记载一直到进入到一条线, 就是亚伯拉罕的那一条线。
And we can see that in the records of the Bible, prior to chapter 10, that is to say prior to the line of Abraham, that is a part of history that is not recorded in the world history. Because the history of the Bible is slightly different from the world history that's recorded. When we talk about Bible history, there are two things that it will relate to.
那有第一,
firstly, it relates to the salvation of God. And only because it is related to God's salvation, that is the reason it's recorded in the Bible.
再来第二,
and the second reason,
圣经的历史就是跟神的百姓,神的选民有关系。
The second reason things are recorded in the Bible is that if it relates to the people of God.
所以在这个旧约圣经里头,
and therefore in the Old Testament Bible,
我们讲旧约, 它也被可以称为做亚伯拉罕的约。
We talk about the Old Testament, and that can also be reckoned to be the covenant made with Abraham.
因为神拣选亚伯拉罕一个人,
because God chose Abraham, that one man.
当神去找他的时候,
and when God sought Abraham,
那时候他75岁,
at that time he was 75 years old,
一个孩子都没有,
and he did not even have a child.
那神跟他讲,
and God told him,
我要使你成为大国,
I will make you a great nation.
我要使你的名为大,
I want to make your name great.
因为你别人都要得到福气,
and it is going to be through you that people will be blessed.
亚伯拉罕愣住了,
and Abraham was stunned.
但是他是神被神所拣选的,
but yet he was one chosen by God.
啊, 真的以后的时候就是从这亚伯拉罕一条线就成为了旧约亚伯拉罕的耶了。
And indeed, subsequently from Abraham, this one man from his line came the covenant made with him, right through the time when the Israelites gained the land of Canaan. Then it was there in the land of Canaan that they became a strong nation, especially during the time of King David and King Solomon.
那个时候是在古代世界当中,那个时候是他们最辉煌的,辉煌的那个时期啦。
And that was the time which was the golden age of the Israelites.
就好像圣经的先知这样子说,
and this is just as what the prophet says in the Old Testament.
那块迦南地是要,神是要从那个迦南地得到荣耀,
that God will be glorified through that land of Canaan.
但是很不幸的,
but unfortunately,
好景不常在,
the good scenarios often do not last a long time.
当他们在这平安繁华的生活里头的时候,
just when they are in the midst of peace and prosperity,
他们开始离开神的约,
they start to depart from the covenant with God,
违背神的律法,
and they started to disobey the laws of God.
慢慢的也引进假神,
and gradually they brought the false gods into their midst.
他们不再被神的心不再被安慰了,
and as a result, the heart of God was no longer given rest or no longer comforted.
所以自从以后,
and from henceforth,
就有历史一个很悲惨的记录, 就是他们被毁灭的记录。
There was a record in history concerning a tragedy, which was the tragedy of their destruction.
神借着外邦国来刑罚他们,毁灭他们。
God made use of certain Gentiles, certain other peoples to destroy them, to punish them.
圣经就记载他们被掳了70年,
and the Bible records of how they were then taken captives for 70 years.
神不看他们,
God did not even want to look at them.
70年啊,
for 70 years.
不长也不短,
that is not too long a time, neither is it very short.
但是并不是说神要放弃他们,
but of course it was not that God was going to cast them aside.
过了70年以后,
after 70 years,
神还是把他们从这遥远的巴比伦国带回来耶路撒冷。
God brought them back from the land of Babylon all the way back to Jerusalem.
这个巴比伦到耶路撒冷这个路程是非常的艰难的。
And the journey from Babylon to Jerusalem was a difficult journey.
但是过了70年,
but yet after 70 years,
他们回来了,
they went back.
回到 Solomon's, 啊, 所建的那个圣殿的根基上,
they went back to the foundations of Solomon's temple.
他们哭了,
and they wept.
圣经记载他们看到的是一片黑漆漆的一片土地,
because the Bible records that what they saw was just a piece of wasteland.
因为是经过那个焚烧, 啊, 经过毁灭的, 所剩下的遗迹, 已经70年了,
because for 70 years, that was the ruins of the temple. That was burnt and destroyed.
啊, 他们回来要建圣殿,
and they came back to rebuild the temple.
当他们开始要建的时候,
and when they were about to build the temple,
又遇到迦南地, 耶路撒冷旁边的列国来阻挡他们,
they started to meet with obstruction from the various tribes around Jerusalem.
这个历史可以从这个以斯拉记的第四章给看到,
and we can see this record in Ezra chapter 4.
结果他们没有办法建下去,
and as a result, they could not go on building the temple.
就好像一堆柴回到圣殿来, 但是被一盆大盆的冷水泼进来,
and it was just like a heap of coal and firewood that came back, but it was then quenched by a bucket of water.
他们就这样子停了15年之久,
and as a result, they stopped the work of rebuilding the temple for 15 years.
过了15年,
and after 15 years,
神差派了两位先知,
God sent two prophets.
第一位,
the first one,
哈该先知,
Prophet Haggai.
第二位,
the second one,
撒迦利亚先知,
Prophet Zechariah.
主要这两位先知走进到耶路撒冷的时候,
and when these two prophets walked into Jerusalem,
要使到他们的心能够更坚强起来,
they wanted to strengthen the hearts of the Israelites,
继续15年停工的那种的工作,
so that they can continue the work which they had stopped for 15 years.
我们来先看哈该书,
let's turn to the book of Haggai.
哈该书的第一章,
Haggai chapter 1.
哈该书一章, 我们从12节开始读, 读到15节,
Haggai chapter 1 from verse 12 to verse 15.
哈该书第一章12节到15节,
Haggai chapter 1 verse 12 to 15. Then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua the son of Jehozadak the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him. And the people feared the presence of the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, spoke the Lord's message to the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. And on the 24th day of the sixth month, in the second year of King Darius.
我们来看12节的,
let's look at verse 12.
12节最后一句话讲说, 百姓在神的面前开始存着敬畏的心了。
The last part of verse 12 tells us that the people feared the presence of the Lord.
他们以前15年, 啊, 过去的日子,
for a period of 15 years in the past.
你要读他们日子, 就从第四节开始读, 读到第九节, 就是他们过去的日子。
If you want to read of what they were like for the past 15 years, you can read from verse 4 all the way to verse 9.
那时候神的殿荒凉。
At that time, the temple of God was still left desolate.
他们也没有办法坚强起来。
They were unable to brace themselves up.
主要他们也认为说神好像离开他们, 好像没有帮助他们一样。
And they also reckoned that the Lord God was not helping them.
但是现在神重新的差遣哈该先知来鼓励他们。
But presently God sent Prophet Haggai to encourage them once again.
首先他们的, 啊, 开始对神的敬畏已经恢复了。
And firstly, they regained their fear, their reverence towards God.
13节,
and in verse 13,
哈该在跟他们讲说, 神与我们同在。
Prophet Haggai told them, the Lord says, I am with you.
对,14节,
therefore in verse 14,
百姓的心都被激励,
that the spirit of the people was stirred up.
他们开始坚强起来,
they started to be strengthened.
他们开始神殿的工作了,
they started to work on the house of the Lord.
于是第15节,
and therefore in verse 15,
就在大力乌王第二年6月24日的时候, 他们开始重新的来建这个圣殿,
they started to rebuild the temple again on the 24th day of the 6th month in the 2nd year of Darius.
紧接来的就是撒迦利亚先知,
and the prophet that came after was Prophet Zechariah.
哈该比较偏向走进百姓的生活里头来传信息,
and Haggai was one that went right into the midst of the people in their daily lives to preach the word of God.
撒迦利亚比较偏向在灵里头得到启示看到异象,
but Zechariah was one who would see visions in the spirit.
但是他们都是有共同的目标,
but yet Zechariah and Haggai both had the same purpose,
使得百姓能够更坚强起来, 来重建圣殿,
which was to strengthen the people of Israel so that they can rebuild the temple.
好,我们来看撒迦利亚书,
let us look at the book of Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书里头有8个异象,
There were 8 visions altogether in the book of Zechariah.
今天下午我们来看其中一个异象。
And let us look at one of the visions this afternoon.
我们来看撒迦利亚书的第六章。
Zechariah chapter 6.
撒迦利亚书的第六章。
Zechariah chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1.
到第八节。
To verse 8.
撒迦利亚书第六章一节到八节
Zechariah chapter 6 verse 1 to verse 8
第一节
verse 1
我又极目观看见有四辆车从两山中间出来那个山是铜山第二节
verse 2
第一辆车套着红马第二辆车套着黑马第三节
verse 3
第三辆车套着白马第四辆车套着有斑点的壮马四节我就问与我说话的天使说主啊这是什么意思呢第五节
verse 5.
天使回答我说这是天的四风是从普天下的主面前出来的第六节
verse 6.
套着黑马的车往北方去白马跟随在后有斑点的马往南方去了第七节
verse 7.
壮马出来要在遍地走来走去天使说你们只管在遍地走来走去他们就照样行了第八节
verse 8.
还有呼叫我说看啊往北方去的已在北方安慰我的心呐、啊。圣经旧约和新约的叙述的过程有不同。
There's a the narration in the Old Testament and New Testament is slightly different.
当我们看到福音书的时候
，When we read the Gospels,
里头的讲述有故事性的。
We can see that there are stories in the Gospel.
耶稣也用比喻性的。
And the Lord Jesus also used parables.
都是重点，就是从天上的话语带下来人间。
And the point that Jesus always tried to make was to bring the word from heaven intothe livelihood of people.
当我们读到旧约圣经的时候
，But when we read the Old Testament Bible,
里面都是先知的信息。
These are all the messages of the prophets.
那也包括先知所看到的异象。
And these include also the visions seen by the prophets.
当然，它是对整个百姓所讲的。
Of course, these were spoken to all the people.
所以变成说，当我们在解释异象的时候
，And therefore, when we are interpreting or explaining the vision,
有一个很重要的原则要捉住。
There is a very important principle that we have to apply.
就是说，当我们解释意象的时候，我们要去全面性的来去解释。
That is when we explain these visions, we have to explain them in totality.
每一个意象不一定要把它一节一节、半节半节的拆开来解释。
In other words, we need not explain these visions in the Old Testament by looking at them verse by verse.
就好像今日的学生喜欢拼图啊。
Just like today's students who love to put jigsaw puzzle together.
好，有的是五百块的，有的是一千块的。
Some of these jigsaw puzzles may be 500 pieces, some 1,000.
我们要把这个拼图完整的拼下去，我们才可以清楚看到这个是什么布景。
And it is only when we put the entire jigsaw puzzle together that we can see what the entire picture is.
啊，我们不能说啊，它一点点，一边一边的啊。这个放好了，我们才开始猜说这整个是什么东西。
So we cannot start to guess what this is just by putting one piece.
好，因为我们当全面性的解释的时候
，because when we explain these visions in totality，
它才有办法来带给我们完整的整个的事迹和教训。
Only then can we gain the entire teaching。
啊，我们来看这段圣经。
Let's look at this passage。
当我们刚才读过哈该书的第一章
，we have read Haggai chapter 1 earlier。
那时候第二年的大力乌王第二年的六月，他们开始重建圣殿的工作。
It was on the sixth month in the second year of King Darius that they started the work.On rebuilding the temple.
如果我们看到撒迦利亚书的第七章一节的话
，And if we were to read Zechariah chapter 7 verse 1,
那边记载说大力乌王的第四年
，Here talks about the fourth year of King Darius.
他们第二次重建圣殿，他们用了四年来重建圣殿。
So they took 4 years to rebuild the temple on this second round.
大力乌王的第二年，他们开始建。
They started to build on the second year of King Darius.
啊，撒迦利亚进来。
And then Zechariah came in.
他看到这异象的时候
，And when he saw this
第七章的一节
，In chapter 7 verse 1.
那时候他们建圣殿差不多有一半了。
At that time, it was about halfway through the project of rebuilding the temple.
那看到这个异象
，And then he saw this vision.
这所有的异象有一个很重要一个重点啊。
And there is a very important point in all these visions.
是神为百姓来开路
，Which is how God opened a way for His people.
神加添他们的信心
，How God added to their faith.
使到他们能够更坚强的来继续他们做建圣殿的工作
，So that they can be strengthened to continue this work of rebuilding the temple.
以前数年间所遇过的
，What they had met 15 years ago，
被敌人所阻挡
，How they were obstructed by the enemy，
被其他的列国哈所攻击
，How they were attacked by the various nations around。
现在神说，我要为你们开路。
Presently, God tells them that He wants to open a way for them。
神会处理
God will handle all those things.
神会保护。
God will protect.
你们做工吧。
You just go on and work.
我们来看。
Let's look at this.
这边第一节。
In verse 1.
这边说有四辆车从两山中间或者是铜山那边出来。
In chapter 6 verse 1.Zechariah saw that there were four chariots that were coming from between two mountains.
啊，这个山或者铜山是要代表着神的属性嘛，非常稳固的意思。
And these two mountains that he saw were mountains of bronze. In other words, this represents that God is stable.
那这个四辆马车
，and these four chariots
有不同的颜色的马
，have horses that are of different colors.
套着车
，and these chariots were with horses.
从山那边出来
，and they came out from the mountain.
那意思说这些马车都要。自行神的旨意。
In other words, these chariots were going out to execute the will of God.
他们速度很快。
And they were very fast.
第五节。
In verse 5.
哎，他们好像天的四风一样。
And they are just like the four spirits of heaven.
风是快的。
These spirits here refer to the wind, and the wind is very fast.
啊，风是有隐藏的能力的。
And the wind has a lot of power, a lot of strength within.
啊，这个风也被解释成 spirit, 是灵啊。
And these spirits here are also translated winds.
所以这四辆马车从神的那边出来。
And so these four chariots came from the midst of God's presence.
他们要自行神的工作，自行神的旨意。
And they wanted to execute the will of God, the work of God.
啊，那我们再看下去。
And let's read on.
我们看最后一节第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
最后一句话这样子说。
The last part of verse 8 says,
当这些马车往四方在飞行的时候。
When these horses went.All over swiftly.
最后的结局就是使到神的心得到安慰。
The conclusion of the matter was that they would have given rest to the Spirit of God.
这个意象到底是什么意思呢？
And what does this vision mean?
这个意象当然是要给当时的百姓看的。
Of course, this vision was meant to be seen by the people at that time.
神要告诉他们。
And God wanted to tell them.
万国的历史都在神的手中。
That the history of all nations lie in the hands of God.
这些马车的出现。
That when these chariots appear.
是要反映着神怎么改变历史。
They are to show how God would change history.
也要怎么给百姓看到说神的那个应许意义的应验啊。
And this is to also allow the people of God to see how the promises of God would be fulfilled one after another.
在这个时候神要耶路撒冷复兴。
At this point in time, God wanted Jerusalem to be revived.
所以当我们读到第八章的时候。
And therefore when we read chapter 8.
我们看一看第八章。
Let's look at chapter 8.
第二十二节。
Verse 22.
八章的二十二节。
Zechariah chapter 8 verse 22.
这边说必有列邦的人和强国的民来到耶路撒冷寻求神。
And he says, yes, many peoples and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem.
这些人以前是阻挡以色列百姓建圣殿啊。
These were people who used to obstruct the building of the temple in the past.
但是现在不一样了。
But currently they are different.
因为神施行了他的刑罚。
Because God has executed his judgment.
所以万国都看到说，以色列百姓的神是大的。
So therefore, the nations will behold for themselves that the God of Israel is great.
他们也跟着以色列百姓来求这位真神耶和华。
And therefore, they will also follow the Israelites to seek this true God.
我们看回去。
Let's look back.
对，这个意象是这样子的意思。
So this is the meaning of this vision.
他的马车的出现。
When the chariots appear.
是要反映在地上所转变啊，所改变的都是意义的应验神的话语。
It was to show that all the things that happened in the history would be changed.And fulfill the promises of God.
当软弱的百姓看到了
，When the weak people saw this,
他们坚强起来
，They became strong.
他们回归到神那边去
，They turned back to God.
他们知道说，世界的所有的都是在神的手中
，They knew that all the things in this world lie in the hands of God.
当他们开始回到神的那边去的时候
，And when they started to return to God,
神的心就得到安慰了
，Then the heart of God was given rest. It was comforted.
当百姓坚强起来的时候
，When the people of God were strengthened,
恢复他们信仰的时候
，When their faith was revived,
他们开始就安慰神的。
They started to give rest to the heart of God.
这就是这个意象的啊，总共的重点和意思啊。
And so this is the most important point, the main point in this vision.
对我们今天的末世的以色列百姓来说呢
？And what about us who are
属灵的以色列百姓
？Spiritual Israelites in these last days.
我们也有意象要当看的。
So there are also visions that we have to see.
国家的意象。
The visions of the country,
哎，或者是新加坡人民的意象。
Or the vision of Singaporeans.
是乌节路啦。
So the vision of Singaporeans is Orchard Road.
但是新加坡的真信徒
，But the true believers in Singapore.
我们的意象是在启示录啊。我们的意象在启示录。
Our vision is in the book of Revelation.
我们来看一看。
Let's look at Revelation.
启示录。
The book of Revelation.
启示录的第六章。
Chapter 6.
我们从第三节读到第八节。
Let's read from verse 3 to verse 8.
启示录第六章的三节到八节。
Revelation chapter 6, verse 3 to verse 8.
第三节。
Verse 3.
揭开第二印的时候，我听见第二个活物说，你来。四节。
Verse 4.
就另有一匹马出来，是红的，有权柄给了那骑马的，可以从地上唾弃太平，使人彼此相杀。又有一把大刀赐给他。第五节。
Verse 5.
揭开第三印的时候，我听见第三个活物说，你来。我就观看，见有一匹黑马，骑在马上的手里拿着天平。六节。
Verse 6.
我听见在四活物中，似乎有声音说，一千银子买一升麦子，一千银子买三升大麦，牛和酒都不可糟蹋。第七节。
Verse 7.
揭开第四印的时候，我听见第四个活物说，你来。第八节。我就观看，见有一匹的灰色的马骑在马上的，名字叫死音符，也随着他了。死音符也随着他了，有权柄赐给他们，可以用刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫、野兽杀害地上的四分之一的人。我们先来看第三、第四节。
Let's look at verse 3 and verse 4.
这个第二印打开的时候，
When the second seal was opened,
也有一匹红马出现。
There was also the appearance of a red horse.
这个意象给我们啊，这边圣经解释这个意象是这个马出现是要唾弃太平。
And the Bible here says that when this red horse appeared, it was to bring peace away from the earth.
这个红马的出现，
And when this red horse appeared,
却反映这地上啊，慢慢的走向凶暴的道路啊。
It signifies how the world will move towards violence.
你看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
这个马出现的时候，
When this fiery red horse appeared,
太平平安的日子被夺去了。
It would take away peace from the earth.
意思说地上不再有平安。
In other words, there will no longer be peace on earth.
而且这个红马出现的时候，
And also when this red horse appeared,
是使人要彼此相杀。
It will cause people to kill one another.
而且有一把大刀要赐给他。
And there was given to him a great sword.
这个意象是告诉我们，
And this vision tells us,
今日的末世时代，
That in the last days,
所走向的是凶暴的那条路吧。
That in the last days, people will walk in the path towards violence.
今天我们看到很多东西不公义、不公平的事情。
And today, when we see many things that are unjust,
无论是在社会上
，whether it is in society,
或者在商场上
，or in the commercial world,
好，你越恶，那你得的益处越大。
The more evil you are, the more gains you have.
所以有时候我们在讲说你。人家饿啊，你要比人家更饿啊，你才可以生存啊。
And therefore, people often will say that when others are evil, you must be even more evil in order to survive.
在百姓哦，我们今天是神的百姓。
We are the people of God.
当我们看到的周围已经慢慢的走向这个凶暴的时候
，And when we turn around and look at the society, how it is moving in that direction.
哎，我们可以看到神的话一直在应验啊。
We can see the word of God.Being fulfilled.
就是在这个红马的出现。
And that is when this fiery red horse appears.
啊，地上的人要慢慢的变成凶暴。
The people on earth will become more and more violent.
当我们读到创世纪的第三章。
And when we read Genesis chapter 3.
当人犯罪，我们的人类的祖先犯罪之后。
When the forefathers of human beings sin.
啊，那时候他们被赶出伊甸园。
At that time they were chased out of the Garden of Eden.
紧接着创世纪第四章。
And very soon after, in Genesis chapter 4,
你会发觉到说杀人的事情，世界第一宗谋杀案已经开始了。
Then we can discover that the first murder in the history of mankind was recorded.
我们来看这个创世纪第四章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 4.
创世纪的第四章。
Genesis chapter 4.
第八节。
Verse 8.
创世纪的第四章第八节。
Genesis chapter 4, verse 8.
该隐与兄弟亚伯说话，二人正在田间。该隐起来打他兄弟亚伯，就把他把亚伯杀了啊！这边是开始有杀人的事情。
So here starts to record people killing one another.
第三章始祖犯罪。
In chapter 3, our forefathers sin.
那这个罪的延伸，它的发展就是凶暴。
And how this sin developed was into violence.
如果我们看第四章的二十四节的话
，And if we look at chapter 4, verse 24.
四章二十四节。若杀该隐的遭报七倍，杀拉麦的必遭报77倍。这是人他们自己所下的定义啊。
Here says if Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, then Lamech 77-fold. This was a definition made by man themselves.
你发觉到人是多么的凶暴。
So we can see how violent man can become.
因为它是罪的延伸。
Because this is the further development of sin.
马来西亚在过去的几年啊。
In the past few years in Malaysia.
不晓得这边新闻有没有。
I do not know whether this is reported in the news
here. 那边杀人啊，不但杀人，还有断肢啊。
But in Malaysia, there have been a few cases where people were not only killed, but their entire body was severed.
把两脚再上几个月而已。
And just a few months ago.
杀了人。
After someone was killed.
两个手断。
His limbs were chopped off.
两个脚断。
His legs were also chopped off.
头断。
His head was chopped off.
然后打包。
And then it was put together.
把它丢进垃圾桶。
It was wrapped together and thrown into a dustbin.
哎，拿到还以为是榴莲呢，榴莲客。
And those who find it may think that it is like a bag of durian.
今天犯罪的事情越来越凶暴，以前没有的，现在已经有。
Today crimes are getting more and more violent, even crimes that never happened in the past.
我们讲打抢的那些，不打不打，打是很凶的。
And if we look at the robberies these days, the moment they're committed, they're often done in a very violent way.
因为这是其中一种罪的延伸。
Because this is a further development of sin.
因为它是红马的出现。
Because this is the appearance of the fiery red horse.
在创世纪的第五章里头。
And therefore in Genesis chapter 5,
出现一个很特别的人。
There was a special person that appeared.
那就是以诺啊。
And that person was Enoch.
我们看第五章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 5.
21节。
Verse 21.
21节、22节。
Genesis chapter 5 verse 21 and 22.
这边讲说以诺活到65岁的时候。
Here says Enoch lived 65 years.
他就生了马土撒拉。
And begot Methuselah.
为什么给他儿子名字叫马土撒拉呢？
Why was his son's name called Methuselah?
马土撒拉是有特别的意思的。
Because Methuselah has a very special meaning.
马土撒拉的意思是说这个孩子死以后灾难就临到。
The name Methuselah means that when this child dies, this disaster will come upon the earth.
过后马土撒拉活了969岁。
Subsequently, Methuselah lived 969 years.
真的我们在计算的时候真的969岁马土撒一死洪水就来了。
And if you were to really calculate the numbers, you will discover that when Methuselah died out at the age of 969 years, it was there and then that the great flood came.
以诺早就看到凶暴的状况的意象。
Enoch had already seen thisvision of violence.
甚至他给他孩子命名的时候
so much so that even when he named his child,
他可以看到900多年以后的事情。
He was able to see what would happen in 900 over years later.
看到当时的时代太过凶暴了。
He saw that the people at that time became more and more violent.
他知道灾难会来了。
He knew that disaster would strike.
他看到异象了。
He saw the vision.
今天也是一样。
Today it is the same.
我们其中一个异象就是火马的出现。
One of the visions we have seen is the appearance of this fiery red horse.
当时的百姓看到这个异象的时候
and when the people at that time saw this vision,
他们对神的话更加的有把握。
They had more confidence in the word of God.
对神的话更加有信心。
And they had more faith in the word of God.
他们就回归到神那边去。
And therefore they turned back to God.
慢慢的就安慰神的心。
And slowly they became a comfort to the heart of God.
我们再看回去撒迦利亚。
Let's turn back to Zechariah.
启示录。
Sorry, let's turn back to Revelation.
启示录第六章。
Revelation chapter 6.
当百姓活在这个非常这个凶暴的事情的时候
，When people are living in the midst of such violence，
大家想到神的话语
，And everyone will start to think about the word of God。
大家知道说这些的发展、世界局势的转变，都在应验神的话。
And people know that all these changes in the world, all these development are just fulfilling the word of God。
这是我们当今今天所当看的意象。
And this is the vision that we ought to see today。
再来
，Let's read on。
这是第五节跟第六节
，Verse。Five and verse six.
这边第五节、第六节是讲到说，有钱也买不到食物的事情。
Verse five and verse six talks about a situation where even if you have money, you may not be able to buy food.
尤其是在第六节那边。
Especially in verse six.
连动物所要吃大麦，我们也开始要吃了。
We have to even eat food that animals eat.
这个事情在这个世界当中局部的在发生了。
And this is now gradually happening in the world.
百姓生活在痛苦当中。
And the people in the world are living in the midst of suffering.
买不到食物。
They cannot buy food.
上个月是马来西亚的大选。
It was the election in Malaysia last month.
有很多小乡村、小地方。
There were many small villages in Malaysia.
谣言四起啊。
That there were many, and there were some rumors that arose.
会乱了，赶快要买粮食啊。
And there were rumors that were in the villages saying that there'll be great chaos, so quickly stock up your food.
真的就有一个弟兄打电话给我了。
And indeed, there was a brother who called me.
你有没有买粮食啊？
Did you buy any food?
买几包米好啊。
How many packets of rice should we buy?
我愣了一阵，有这么严重吗？
And I was stunned and I said, is it so serious?
我就回答他。
So I replied.
想一想，买多一点要死慢一点。
And I thought to myself, if I buy more rice, I'll die slower.
等多一点的话，死慢一点嘛。
In other words, if I have more rice, then I have more to eat, I'll die later.
其实也没有那么严重啊。
Of course, it's not that serious.
但是人如果我们活的国家、活的环境遇到这种严重的时候，那是很可怜。
But indeed, if we live in a country that can be plunged into such chaos, then it is very pitiful.
哎，我们再看第七节。
Let's look at verse seven.
第七节、第八节。
Verse seven and verse eight.
这个印啊，这个意象更加明显。
And this vision is even clearer.
第八节。
Verse eight.
有一只灰色的马出现。
There was a pale horse that appeared.
它的名字叫死啊。
And the name of this was death.
啊，他阴府随着他了。
And Hades followed him.
有权柄给他。
And power was given to them.
他可以用刀剑啊，用饥荒瘟疫来杀地上的人。
And they could kill with the sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth.
而且要杀害地上四分之一的人。
And they would kill one fourth of the earth.
啊，这个事情我们转看二十世纪的二十世纪时代。
And when we look at the 20th century,
啊，我们发觉到说天灾啊。好多好多、啊、
We can see that there are many disasters, natural disasters.
就看九月的台湾的大地震就好了。
Just look at the big earthquake in Taiwan in September.
这些事情是在意义的跟我们息息相关啊。
And these things are very deeply, closely related to us.
一直在发生在我们这个末世的时代。
And these things are continue to happen in this last day.
这些意象一直在的发生。
And these visions keep on being fulfilled.
我们有没有看到
Can we see that?
这就是我们的意象
These are the visions we should see.
当我们打开报纸的时候
When we turn open the newspaper
当我们扭开电视机的时候
When we turn on the television
我们看到很多的事情发生
We can see a lot of things happen. Mind ourselves
我们就对神的话更加有信心
Then we can have more faith in the word of God.
曾经百姓一段时间
For a period of time,
他们活在非常罪恶里头。
The people of God lived in the midst of sin.
他们感受不到神的存在。
And they could not feel the presence of God.
哎，我们来看马拉基。
Let's turn to Malachi.
马拉基书。
Malachi.
马拉基书的第二章。
Malachi chapter 2.
马拉基书的第二章十七节。
Malachi chapter 2 verse 17.
二章十七节。
Chapter 2 verse 17. You have wearied the Lord with your words.Yet you say, in what way have we wearied him? In that you say, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them. Or where is God of justice?
马拉基的百姓活在非常不公义、不公平的社会里面。
The people during the time of Malachi lived in a time when there was a lot of injustice.
很多的凶暴
There was a lot of violence
很多不公平的事情
There was a lot of injustice
因为这样子
And because of that
百姓的心慢慢的冷淡下来
The hearts of the people became cold
坚强不起来
They were unable to be strong
他们也对神的公义起了怀疑
And they started to doubt the justice of God
他们用很多话语来埋怨神
And therefore they used a lot of words to murmur against God
神的马拉基责备他们说
And God told Malachi torebuke them saying
我们看十七节下半段
Look at the second portion of verse 17
马拉基说你们这样子说
And Malachi said, you have said this.
百姓说行恶的好像神看为善哦。
Everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord.
因为看起来那些恶人啊是步步高升。
Because they see how the evil people continue to be successful.
是不是我们天上圣神很喜欢那些恶人一样
It's as though our God in heaven loves all these evil people.
所以他们就讲我们天上圣神喜悦那些恶人啊。
And therefore they started to make statements like the God in heaven loves evil people.
因为我们活在非常不公平的世代里面。
Because they live in such an age of injustice.
你不恶、啊、人家恶。你不恶，人家恶，你吃亏。
If you are not evil, but others are, you suffer.
你没有不择手段，人家不择手段，你就吃亏。
If you are not unscrupulous, but others are unscrupulous, you suffer.
他们活在久而久之活在这种现象里头。
But for such a long time, they lived in that kind of environment.
他们就问了。
And so they started to query.
我们神在哪里
？Where is God?
有公义吗
？Is there justice?
好人常常被欺侮。
The good people are often bullied.
啊，有时候就会变成一种现象。
And sometimes this becomes a trend
啊，让我们跟他们一样吧。
And
让我们跟他们一样吧。
Or they may start to think and say, let us be like them.
大家都在作恶啊。
Everyone is evil.
大家都往这凶暴的事情来啊，非常凶啊。
Everyone is becoming so violent.
有一个弟兄跟我讲。
There was a brother who told me.
他有一次驾车。
On one occasion,
he
was driving.
那个塞车那种状况当中。
Because he was caught in a traffic jam.
从头到开始，他的旁边有一辆车很过分啊，他说。
And
he said,
right from the very beginning, there was a car beside.Him that was really too much.
结果跟他纠缠差不多半个小时。
Eventually, that car was harassing him for about half an hour.
结果差一点撞到他。
Eventually, that car almost banged him.
两个人都下来。
And both of them came down.
那个弟兄跟我讲。
And that brother told me.
我很气啊。
Yeah, I was so angry.
很气啊。
I was very very angry.
那时候我很想把主耶稣停在一边，主耶稣你放在一边。
At that time, I really wanted so badly to tell Jesus to stand aside.
啊，你不要看我。
Just stand aside and not look at me.
要打人呢?
Because he wanted to beat the guy up.
有时候我们活在这种凶暴的社会里头，我们也会跟别人一样。
Sometimes we live in this kind of an environment and we will become like those people.
好像好人被欺负啊。
Because good people are bullied often.
我们好像一只小猫。
And we are just like a little cat.
环境到处都是老虎啊。
And there are just tigers everywhere.
哎，但是。 当我们活在这种社会的时候
But when we live in this kind of society
其实你就是看到异象
In fact, you are looking at vision
你看到异象
You have seen all these visions
神话意义的应验
That the word of God is being fulfilled
所以纵使你活在这种的社会 活在这种的环境
And therefore, even if you live in this kind of environment This kind of society
你要做你平时所听到的道理
You have to hold fast to all the words of God That you have listened in the past
因为人的确走向了离开神很远很远的地方
Because indeed, mankind has movedFar away from the word of God. Therefore, our faith must be strengthened. We must be able to see these visions in this last
days.
And apart from just looking at Orchard Road,
还要看启示录啊,
we must look at Revelation.
我们再看回去启示录。
Let's turn back to the book of Revelation.
启示录第六章。
Revelation chapter 6.
第三节到第八节, 我们已经讲过,
verse 3 to verse 8, we have read that.
还有个意象我们要看的,
there was another vision.
第一节跟第二节,
verse 1 and verse 2.
启示录六章一节二节,
Revelation chapter 6, verse 1 and 2.
第一节, 我看见羔羊揭开祭印中的祭印的时候, 就听见四活物, 四活物中的一个活物, 声音如雷说, 你来, 二节,
verse 2.
我就观看, 见有一匹白马, 骑在马上的拿着弓, 并有冠冕赐给他, 他便出来胜了又要胜, 这匹白马是指着什么呢?
What does this white horse in verse 2 refer to?
这匹白马既然是白的, 是分别为胜的马,
This white horse is one that consecrated, that separated from the rest.
这只马就是真教会。
This horse, this white horse refers to the true church.
除了我们看世界的意象之外,
apart from looking at the visions in the world,
原来我们自己也在意象里面,
in fact, we ourselves are happening in this vision.
我们这个真教会出现在这个罪恶的时代,
the true church has appeared in this evil age.
我们是要跟主耶稣一同作王,
because we are to be kings together with the Lord Jesus.
一同来打这美好的仗,
we are to fight this good battle, this spiritual battle with the Lord.
而且是胜又要胜,
and we will conquer and go on to conquer.
原来我们就是这白马,
we are this white horse.
所以圣经有一句话这样子说,
and therefore there is a phrase in the Bible which says,
圣经书里面一句话说, 圣经书,
in the book of Proverbs there's this phrase which goes,
这个马是为了打仗所预备的,
that the horses are prepared for battle.
我们就是马,
we are just like this horse.
末世不要成为羊啦,
let us not be lambs in this last day.
啊羊, 那太舒服了, 够了,
because it's just too comfortable being a lamb.
我们要成为马了,
we must be horses now.
马是为打仗来预备,
horses are prepared for battle.
打仗属灵的仗,
horses are to fight this spiritual battle.
从魔鬼那边救人的灵魂回来,
and we want to salvage the souls from the clutches of the devil.
所以不要再这样自己说是羊了,
so let us just not be like lamb anymore.
我们是马了,
we are now horses.
当这个马为神的国度去打仗的时候,
when these horses are fighting for the kingdom of God,
神的国度慢慢扩张,
then the kingdom of God will expand,
就慢慢地安慰神的心了,
then we will gradually bring rest and comfort to the heart of God.
原来我们自己也在异象里头,
and in fact we are ourselves appearing in those visions.
路加福音,
Luke
12章,
chapter 12.
路加福音的第十二章,
Luke chapter 12,
第54节,
verse 54,
54节到55节,
Luke chapter 12, verse 54 and 55,
路加福音第十二章54节,
Luke chapter 12, verse 54,
耶稣又对众人说, 你们看见西边起了云彩, 就说, 要下一阵雨, 果然就有啦, 55节,
verse 55,
起了南风, 就说, 将要超热, 也就有啦, 这边耶稣对众人这样子说,
Here the Lord Jesus tells the people,
他们住在迦南地里头,
they were living in the land of Canaan,
他们都很会看天气,
and they knew very well how to look at the weather.
当他们看到西边那边, 起了云彩的时候,
when they see a cloud rising from out of the west,
因为迦南地的西边就是地中海,
because the western side of the land of Canaan is the Mediterranean Sea.
从海那边吹来的风, 就会下雨啦,
and so if there is a wind that is blowing from the sea, then it will end up in the rain.
其实说, 你们都会看,
and so the Lord Jesus says, you know how to look at all these.
果然也有啦,
and indeed it happens, it rains.
55节,
in verse 55,
当你们说, 南部, 南方起了南风的时候,
and when you see the south wind blow,
空那个天气就要燥热,
then you know that there will be hot weather.
因为我们知道南方就是沙漠,
because If you look at the geography of that place, the south of the land of Canaan
is desert.
That is to say, the southern to the south of the land of Canaan is a desert.
南方的风吹来的时候,
and so when the south wind blows,
那边来的风是燥热的风,
the wind will be a hot wind.
啊，耶稣说,
and so the Lord Jesus said,
你们都懂得这样子,
you know how to make this discernment.
我们再看下去, 56节,
let's look at verse 56.
假冒伪善的人啊,
hypocrites,
你们知道分辨天地的气色,
you can discern the face of the sky.
你们怎么不知道分辨这个时候呢?
But how is it that you do not discern this time?
耶稣已经带了这个福音, 带了这个得救的机会来,
the Lord Jesus has brought this gospel, this message here.
为什么你们还不能够分辨这个时候做完这个得救的时候呢?
Why is it you cannot discern that now is the time of salvation?
如今是末世的时代,
why can we not discern that we are in the last
time? 又还不做完这个得救的时候呢?
Why are we still not holding fast to this time of salvation?
还要把自己信仰站得稳稳的?
Why do we still not stand firm in our faith?
客家话有一句, 有一句话这样子说,
there's a Hakka saying which goes,
早出红霞, 满出水,
早出什么?
满出红霞, 晒死鬼, 这是古人的谚语啊,
this is an old saying,
早上出红霞, 红霞, 就是红色的天气, 不是prawns, 是那个红色的天气,
that in the morning there will be the red rays from the sun.
晚上就会下雨.
And if there are red rays from the sun, then there will be if the sky turns red, then it will rain.
早上的天气如果是红霞出来的话,
that is to say, in the morning, if you see the red sky, then it will rain.
下午就下雨.
Then it will rain in the afternoon.
晚上傍晚如果出红霞的话,
but if the skies turn red in the night,
满出红霞, 明天就晒西归了, 就是,
then
明天就太阳很晒了,
then tomorrow you will get a very hot day.
我很注意哦, 真的哦,
and 真的, if you were to take note of that, that is really true.
傍晚有出红霞的时候, 明天就晒西归了.
If you really see the red skies in the night, you will know that the next day will be a very hot day.
我们古人都会看天气,
and even our old people know how to look at the weather.
那主耶稣也一样讲说, 你们会看天气,
and the Lord Jesus also says you know how to discern the skies.
你们会看到现在的异象吗?
But can you see the visions today?
我们现在看到异象了,
and we have seen visions today.
日子越来越近,
The day is drawing near.
我们更加要更坚强起来.
And therefore we have to strengthen ourselves.
当百姓坚强起来的时候,
and when the people of God were strengthened,
他们就开始安慰神的心.
Then they started to give rest to the heart of God.
我们看回去,
let's turn back.
看回去撒迦利亚书,
Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书,
Zechariah,
第六章,
chapter 6.
撒迦利亚书的第六章,
Zechariah chapter 6.
记下去有记载说, 有的人怎么安慰神的心.
In Zechariah chapter 6, it talks about how these people brought rest or comfort to the heart of God.
我们看第六章的第九节,
let's look at chapter 6, verse 9.
第九节到第十一节,
verse 9 to verse 11.
九节, 耶和华的话临到我说, 第十节,
verse 10.
你要从被掳之中取黑带, 多比亚, 叶大雅的金银, 这个三个人是从巴比伦来的, 西班牙的儿子叶西亚的家里, 当日你要进他的家, 十一节,
verse 11.
你要取这个金银来做冠冕啊, 我们再看14节,
let's look at verse 14 as well.
这个冠冕要归西莲, 多比亚, 叶大雅, 和西班牙的儿子, 放在耶和华的殿里头, 为纪念. 这段小段是什么意思呢?
What does this short passage here mean?
当时候从巴比伦回来的, 耶路撒冷的人,
at that time the people who came back from Jerusalem,
圣经的历史有所罗巴伯, 有以斯拉, 有尼西米, 这些出名的人物.
Sorry, when they came back from Babylon, the history records very famous people like Zerubbabel, like Ezra, like Nehemiah.
除了这些有名的人物之外,
apart from these well-known people,
其实还有一些小人物, 他们也断断陆陆续续地从遥远的巴比伦回到来圣殿那边要建圣殿.
There were in fact still other people who were supposedly insignificant, yet these people came back to rebuild the temple as well.
这些人就是回到神的圣殿去安慰神的心了.
These were also people who came back to the temple of God to bring comfort to the heart
of God. 但是他们带回来一点, 带回来的东西好像感觉到只有一点东西而已.
And what they brought back seems to be very little.
但神看到.
But yet God saw these things.
就好像这三个人一样.
Just like these three people.
第十节,
verse 10.
这个三个人是小人物来的.
These three names here are insignificant figures.
他们只是带了一点点的金银回来.
And they only brought a little gold back.
他们躲在这个叶西亚的家里面.
And they,
西班牙儿子家叶西亚家里面.
And they hid in the house of Josiah, the son of Zephaniah.
他们带了这个金银回来。
And when they brought this gold back,
只能够做区区的一个小冠冕而已。
It was enough only to make a little crown.
其实他们不晓得怎么做。
And they did not know what else to do.
他们不晓得怎么坚强起来。
They did not know how to strengthen themselves.
他们感觉到这个金银如果要比起所罗门圣殿要这么多金啊，微不足道了。他们的那个所奉献的金微不足道。
And they thought to themselves that their offering was probably so insignificant compared to the big.The great temple of Solomon.
但是神看到他们
But yet God took notice of them.
神就特别交代撒加利亚
And therefore God specially told Zechariah.
你去找这三个人
Go and look for these three people.
手中金银拿来
And take away the gold from them.
拿来做冠冕
And take the gold from them to make into a crown.
然后十四节
And in verse 14.
这个冠冕要放在圣殿里面
And this crown shall be placed as a memorial in the temple of the Lord.
所以这有几个意义啦
So there are a few significant passage.
这几个人
These few people.
为了神的殿
For the sake of the temple of God,
他们所付出的
what they had given up,
好像对人来看是微不足道
looks insignificant in the heart and in the eyes of men.
所以他们也不好意思跑到圣殿，回到耶路撒冷那边大声小声的说要重建圣殿呐。
And therefore, they did not dare to go to Jerusalem to the temple, to say that they want to help rebuild the temple.
但是他们只带了一点点东西
because they only brought back a little thing.
神看到的
but yet God took notice.
神还不单这样子，神不单看到
and God not only noticed,
而且神应了。
But God accepted their offering.
你去拿他们东西。
Go and take their things.
他们东西要放在圣殿做纪念。
And their things will be placed in the temple as a memorial.
当我们说在这末世时候
，When we say that in these last days,
我们要坚强起来。
That we have to be strengthened.
或是我们要跨入二十一世纪。
That we are now going into the 21st century.
各方面我们信仰都要进步了。
We have to improve in all aspects of our faith.
但是往往这种的更坚强，不是那种好真正好。坚强到那里去的，而是从小小的东西啊，来开始坚强起来。
But yet, when we talk about growing stronger in the next century, it is not about doing big things suddenly, but it is building up from these little things.
只要你对神的事情还存在，神的那个事情还关心。
As long as you're still concerned about the matters of God,
有可能你只是像这三个人而已。
And you may be just like these three people.
但是神还是悦纳的。
But God will still accept your offering.
当我们来看这段圣经的时候
When we read this passage,
从这个第六章第一节开始看的时候
We read from verse 1 onward
原来这边是当时候他们的意象
This was the vision given to them at that time
那当中有人回来了
And among them there were people who returned
不单是大人物或是小人物
Whether they were so-called significant people or insignificant people
他们能够贡献他们所拥有的东西
But they were able to offer whatever they had
直到神的心得到安慰
So that the heart of God was comforted
所以在这个历史里头
And therefore in thisPeriod of history.
神不但看到所罗巴伯、以斯拉、尼希米的那些人
，God not only took notice of Zerubbabel, Ezra, Nehemiah.
神也看到那些小人物啊。
But God also took notice of these supposedly insignificant people.
只要每个人的心啊都刚强起来
，As long as the hearts of every individual is strengthened,
尽我们所拥有的本分
，As long as we fulfill our own basic duty,
看到世界的意象。
As long as we are able to see the vision of what's happening in this world,
抓稳神的话
As long as we are able to hold fast to the word of God,
对神的话更有把握
That we become even more confident in the word of God,
坚强起来
We become strengthened,
那就安慰神的心
Then we will indeed bring comfort to the heart of God,
求主帮助
May the Lord help us,
兄弟们
Let's say